You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast. The Colts have got issues. We know they got issues. Lots of issues, that's why they're 0-2. But some of the issues, five of them, are correctable prior to the time that the Colts kick off this Sunday against the Tennessee Titans as 5.5-point underdogs. First place is on the line in the AFC South. It's not over for the Colts. It's not over until we say it is. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no. And it's not over now. What the Colts have got to do in Nashville to be competitive against the Titans coming up in a minute. This is Inside Indiana Sports Now. I'm Ken Sterling. It is Tuesday, September 21st, 2021. We're brought to you by the great people at Today's Dentistry, Dr. Mike O'Neill, the best dentist in the world. That's why you got to call them and make an appointment. Take good care of your teeth. They'll take good care of you. My grandmother's always said that. I don't think they had their own teeth, so they were speaking from experience. 317-849-2933 is the number. Neil, good afternoon. Here are the five problems that the Colts can solve prior to kickoff this Sunday to help them win that game against the Titans, a game that they've got to win. They lose this game, they're two games back in the AFC South. The Titans would be 2-1, the Colts would be 0-3, and that tiebreaker, yikes. Excellent. We love it when people comment. We love it when people follow, comment. You know what? Whatever you got to like, absolutely do that. Thank you very much, Neil. I appreciate that. Problem with the backup quarterback. The problem really has been identifying this as a problem. What's got to happen is the big brains out on 56th Street have got to get together and say, you know what? We have got a substandard backup quarterback. Or they got to say, we're putting our chips in behind Jacob Eason. One or the other has got to happen, and I think it's already happened. I think they've already said Jacob's our guy. Cam Newton's still out there. Here's the thing I love about Cam Newton. Cam Newton, even if he doesn't start, even if you don't need him to start, if you want Carson Wentz to continue to be the starter, or Carson Wentz can't start, and so you go with Jacob Eason, what you can do with Cam Newton is on first and goal, sneak with Cam Newton. Second and goal, sneak with Cam Newton. Third and goal, sneak with Cam Newton. Cam Newton is going to get into the end zone one of those four plays last Sunday against the Rams. He's getting into the end zone. And because he gets into the end zone, it's likely the Colts win that game. But Cam Newton is sitting out there. You know what? How would you feel better about Cam Newton as a backup quarterback or Jacoby Brissett? They paid Jacoby Brissett, what, $28 million over 2 years? To be the backup quarterback and go in and run quarterback sneaks? Let's go. Get better. Guy wears funny hats. He's got funny hair. He's an individual. He's unique. There are a lot of people like that in the NFL. He went 15-1 in a regular season just 6 years ago and went to a Super Bowl. Tell me he's not going to make you better as part of your team. Anyway, what the Colts have got to do is identify that as a need And then once you do that, you can solve the problem. But you've got to identify the problem first. Number four, fourth down conversions. I can take care of this like that. Okay, Frank Reich loves to go for it on fourth down. He's come up empty every single time he's tried this season. Colts haven't converted on fourth down, and yet Frank Reich continues to say, it's a strong go. Okay, it's a strong go. The chart tells me to go. All right, you know what? Here's the deal. Got to sit down at this table again. We got to sit down at the table, put the big brains together, and what they got to say is, Frank, ignore the charts. When they green light you going on fourth down, say no. Take the 3 points. Please, for the love of God, that's 12 points that the Colts have left on the field because they keep going for fourth down conversions instead of letting Rodrigo Blankenship kick an easy field goal. What are you doing? For God's sake, stop this. 2 games, potentially, you've cost this franchise this year. Done it other years, too. Take the playbook from Frank. That's not a bad idea. I don't know what kind of plays Marcus Brady would call. I really don't know. However, I don't think that he could be much worse at it than Frank Reich has been this year. I don't think he's been very good. And these fourth down conversions have got to stop. But again, you have to assess it as a problem before you can fix that problem. Frank Reich has to be able to look in the mirror and say, you know what? Better off taking the threes rather than giving the ball to our opponents and getting none. Do you have any confidence that this team is going to be able to convert a fourth down conversion? Do you have any confidence at all? I don't. They go for it on fourth down. I go like this. Jeez, oh Pete, I can't watch. Can you watch? I hate it. I don't want any more fourth downs. Fourth and one, fourth and two, fourth and three. You know what he said yesterday? He said that the chart told him when the Colts were down three, they were down 24-21 with about 7 minutes left, and they had the ball, I think, on the 17-yard line, fourth and five. He said it was fourth and three. It was actually fourth and five. He said that the chart told him it was a go, a slight go. He had the green light to go. Are you out of your mind? Who in their right mind, what, after you blow four fourth down conversions this season, you are going to trust that offense to go out and pick up 5 yards instead of kicking a game-tying field goal with 7 minutes left in regulation? Are you insane? There's a level of intelligence that people can have that's dangerous, and I think Frank Reich falls into that category. He's smart enough to know too much, and he doesn't know what he doesn't know. That's a problem. Number three, the offensive line. However, I think this gets fixed. You don't have to fix this. Braden Smith, I think he's going to be back this week. And if he's back this week and he's ambulatory, he's going to be better than Julian Davenport. Julian Davenport has been terrible this year, pass protecting. You know what his Pro Football Focus grade is? 30.8 in pass protection. 30.8. Very difficult to reach that level of terrible without being replaced. That's 70th of 74 tackles in the NFL. That's not good. He's a turnstile at right tackle or left tackle. Please. Jody Foster told me to do it. Nice, Joe Mapes. Talking about Frank Reich with fourth down stuff. You can't have Julian Davenport as a tackle anymore. Actually, Matt Pryor was pretty good on Sunday when he took over for Eric Fisher. Eric Fisher left the game for, 17 snaps, I think, and Pryor came in and did decent work at left tackle. You've got to get Julian Davenport off the field as a starter. 30.8, what does Wright's chart say about that? Well, my chart would say, Julian Davenport ought to be doing something else for a living. Nothing against Julian Davenport as a human being. We're not assessing him, but who would employ him as a tackle in the NFL? That's on Chris Ballard. That's on Frank Reich. All right, number two, the running game woes. Here's the deal. The Colts running game has been hot garbage. They've averaged 3.4 yards per carry this season. That is not good. Hello, Kenneth Carson doesn't play. Game over. No, I don't think so. And I'm going to tell you why in just a moment. You've got to, here's the thing with the running game. If you allow opponents to put eight in the box without any kind of consequence, they're going to stop your running game. And the Colts don't have a passing game that's going to allow, or that's going to force opposing defenses like the Titans to dedicate only five or six in the box and go nickel. If you get an opponent to go nickel, you've got running lanes. If you've got eight in the box, you have no running lanes. Dan Dockich said this on his show yesterday when I was on his show. He said, you know, it's just, there's not enough room up there. You got too many bodies. You got six guys blocking for the Colts, and then you've got like eight guys trying to come your way and stop your running back. Yes, Devin, nice, called Freitas. Devonport is a bright future designing turnstiles. It's like getting into the men's room at Nick's down in Bloomington. It's just too crowded. Or it's like getting to the trough in the men's room at Wrigley Field. You've got to get in there. You've got to work your elbows to get to the trough and be able to relieve yourself. Van Pasterman, you are right. You need a balance of run and receivers. Yes, you have got to show that you can throw it. If you show you can throw it deep, they're going to have at least one safety high, maybe two safeties high. And with two safeties high, you can run the football. Then you've only got seven in the box and you got a positive matchup. If you don't show you can do that, and the Colts have not shown they can do that, you've got big problems, and that's what they have. 3.4 yards per carry is not going to get it done. Get another quarterback. Who are you going to get if not Cam Newton? I don't know, Terry, if you're one of those people who doesn't like Cam Newton. You got to get Cam Newton. Kari Willis, strong safety Kari Willis, is having a really tough time this year. How about his grade in pass coverage? A 29.7. That's 75th of 76 safeties in the NFL who are graded. Played enough snaps to be graded. Do you know why this is? Because in Matt Eberflus's scheme, opposing offenses have figured out a way to isolate Kari Willis on a wide receiver. And Kari Willis can't guard wide receivers, can't cover wide receivers one-on-one. He cannot do it. That is a problem. That's a big problem. Because Kari Willis, if you've got him in a position where the opposing offense knows exactly what route combination to run in order to get Kari on a wideout, you're burned. It's over. So, you got to change your scheme. Matt Eberflus's scheme has driven me nuts. I like Matt Eberflus. He seems to be a nice guy. But you know what? I was kind of hoping that somebody was going to hire his ass as a defensive or as a head coach this past offseason. I was stunned when it was Nick Sirianni who got poached off the Colts staff by the Philadelphia Eagles. I thought maybe Eberflus would get hired and the Colts could hire a guy who is going to bring aggression to his scheme with the Colts defense. Again, Titans, -5.5. And really, the schedule does not line up well for the Colts. We know that. They play seven games against top 10 ranked Pro Football Focus quarterbacks this season. Two against Tannehill. The first of those coming up on Sunday. How about Ben Simmons? Says he's not going to report to camp and he's done playing for the 76ers. He's got 4 years left on his contract worth $147 million. 4 years, $147 million. If he sits, he's going to cost himself $227,000 per game. I could pay off the remaining mortgage on this house with what Ben Simmons would forfeit by sitting one game. That's unbelievable. Here's the deal, and here's why this isn't going to work. Because Ben Simmons can't shoot, and he's got $147 million guaranteed on his deal coming to him, and there isn't a team in the NBA that wants Ben Simmons shooting the ball. Listen, as a three-point shooter, we all know this, he's 5 of 34 in his career. In his career, he shot 34 threes and made 5 of them. You know what? Good question, Sean. Could he be a backup quarterback for the Colts? Not at $37 million a year or $38 million a year. No, 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 no. Ben Simmons, who would trade for Ben Simmons? If you traded for Ben Simmons at this point, especially with him saying, you know what, I'm not reporting, and putting a gun to the Sixers' head and pretty much forcing them into a position where they've got to trade him. They have no leverage whatsoever. They're going to have to include picks and get nothing in return for Ben Simmons. I think 76ers hold on to him. They tell him, do you know what? Piss up a rope, pal. This is going to cost you almost $250,000 a game to sit on your ass because we can't trade you. We're not going to give up a valuable asset and have to ship picks with you to a team. We're just not doing it. He's a first-team all-defensive NBA guy, but he can't shoot. And if you can't shoot, you can't play, and it's just that simple. Tomorrow morning, Breakfast with Kent. I can't wait to talk to you then. Going to be fantastic. Camp coming up. Opens in not too long for the Pacers. We've got the Big Ten college basketball media day that's going to be at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. It's going to be fantastic. Wouldn't put it past Pritchard. Pritchard is not going to trade for Ben Simmons. They're not going to pay a guy who can't shoot almost $40 million a year to not be able to shoot, no matter how well he can defend. It would be absurd. And Kevin Pritchard does a lot of occasionally odd things, but he's never absurd. Ever, ever, ever. No, I don't think they tried. I'm not buying that report that Pritchard tried to trade for Ben Simmons.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.